in the greater Israel is directly related to America. Even the genocide was directly related to America, considering we were given billions of dollars to continue to do it, looking the other way and defending them as they did it.
Yeah, Biden's Tehran, right?
Yeah, but if they turn around and nuke Tehran, I don't think people are going to believe that they did this without the belief or without the consent of the U.S. I'll give it an example. When they bombed Beirut, the reporting was that they asked the United States whether it was okay to do so. And they did it. I'm trying to point out that I don't think these things are completely discombobulated from one another. And I don't know how many people would believe that Israel would go so far as to nuke Tehran without the United States giving its tacit consent.
I mean, look, it's a very, obviously that would come up. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to prove a negative. If that happened and the U.S. had nothing to do with it, it'd be very hard for the U.S. to prove they had nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
And
everybody would assume.
That's the problem, right? I mean, look, the U.S. could sever its ties to Israel for eternity and never return their calls again. And still, you know, we're going to be saddled with the legacy of that relationship over the past 75 years, right? It's going to keep coming up and fucking us up. You know, the interest is going to keep coming due on this note, right? It's a problem.